Thank you, Elfriede. I think it's important to Marlene. And thank you, Elfriede, for your patience on some of the comments you've sent. The importance of the relationship with the DAC, I think, should be stressed, because this is something that we've tried to do for many years. When we produced a first draft of the guidelines in 2007, as Marlene has indicated, we wanted to have the input of donors, because it's very nice for the recipient to say, we want something. The donor is the one giving the money, so it's important to have them on board as well. When we had the meeting in September with the DAC committee, I think it's fair to say that on the issue of requesting exemptions, there were two different camps. There are those donors who say, we're willing to change our approach, which is to request exemptions. There were others who were not prepared to say anything like that, and there's actually one representative from a big donor country that said, we're not going to change. We're going to continue requesting exemptions. So on that, there was, I don't think, any surprises, but what was promising was the fact that they were all willing to consider greater transparency in the provisions that result in those exemptions. You know that those provisions, as indicated in the draft guidelines, sometimes they are in written agreements that probably don't have legal status. Sometimes they're not even accessible to tax administrations, which have to implement them. So greater transparency, I think, is certainly something that we would encourage. As Marlene has indicated, guidelines 4 and 5 do refer to transparency with respect to the exemption. It was also interesting to see that they were willing to also explore what we've referred generically as technical issues, and that may be opening the door for a discussion of the problems that those exemptions create for recipient countries. So that, I think, is a welcome development. As you've indicated, Marlene, this is something that we will follow up with a meeting at the technical level with DAC committee members and hopefully subcommittee members that are still to be arranged. The dates and location, we are under in discussions to finalize that as quickly as possible. Our constraint there is that subcommittee members already have a lot of meetings which are planned, and we're trying to make it such that it would be back to back with at least another meeting of a subcommittee, so that traveling costs and traveling time is reduced for everyone. So that's where we have a bit of a dilemma. The calendar for February is now becoming quite busy, even though it's the month that we're looking at. So that is in terms of the future. What we're expected to do at this meeting is provide you with an update on the work that has been done. So this development is pretty much the only thing that we have done during the period since last meeting. You have the note where the draft guidelines are the same as the one you got in April. What we've added, however, you remember that in April we requested written comments, and we've received written comments from Ticia, from Elfriede, and from Ataf, and we've annexed those comments there. At the meeting that we had on Monday, which was just a 3-hour meeting, we discussed one issue that is raised in the comments, which is the issue of the binding nature of the guidelines. There are some people who would like to change the wording of some parts of the guidelines to make it clearer that these are guidelines. They're not things that we expect you to follow. Say, well, if you don't follow, we may do something. But it's not at all the intention. So this was one big item, and I think we will need to work on that in the subcommittee. I don't think we have now something that all the subcommittee members feel comfortable with. The other issue that we've discussed is one that the committee discussed in April. It relates to guideline one. If you look at guideline one, which is the guidelines we would like donor agencies in particular to look at with respect to when should they request exemptions, where we would like to say you should not require exemptions. But there are two exceptions that we've put in there. And the first one is except to the extent that the tax rules in the recipient country would not conform with the guidelines. And the guidelines try to present in a short form some international standards, such as you should not tax employees of a foreign government on their salaries. And the second exception is exceptional cases where serious concerns with the payment of tax to that country result from a review of the governance structure, tax system, or tax administration of that country. If you remember the discussion in April, a lot of subcommittee and committee members are uncomfortable with that wording, and we've promised that we would work on that. We still have to find the way to formulate that, but as a result of our meeting on Monday also, would we leave that in guideline one, or would we put it in another part of the draft? We explored various proposals for handling that carve out to the requirement that you should not request exemptions, the requirement or the guideline that you should not request exemption, but that is still work in progress. So that is all what I will say on what we discussed on Monday, because again, during 3 hours, we did not have time to do too much. One thing that we did recognize, however, is that we absolutely need a meeting, at least 2 days, hopefully 3 days between now and the April meeting, so that we can present revised draft that would be more advanced in terms of taking into account the comments that we've received. I don't know to what extent discussing the comments that we've received in detail will be useful today. Certainly, we don't have a lot of time, but certainly these comments will be discussed at the longer meeting of the subcommittee that we're working on right now. But surely the persons who have sent these comments, Tisha, Elfrida, and Representative of ATAF, if you certainly want to speak on your comments, that would be absolutely acceptable. But I just don't know how much time we have to go into the detail of the discussions of these comments.